Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. Ballet Lubbock presents its spring production of A Midsummer Night's Dream this weekend here in the Hub City. We'll have all the details and an interview with two of the people that are making the production possible. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we're on the stage of the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center Theater in preparation for A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is in production this week with Ballet Lubbock. And joining us is Nick Draga, who is Executive Director of Ballet Lubbock, and Yvonne Rotz-Key, who is the Artistic Director and does all of this wonderful stuff. Thank you both for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Clint.
So, A Midsummer Night's Dream, it doesn't happen by magic, although there's a lot of magic in the show itself. So how did you decide on A Midsummer Night's Dream? How did that occur?
Well, we actually did it in 2007. And we performed it at Luca in their Firehouse Theater. So we had talked about, this is the year that we do a story ballet, and we loved doing that ballet, but we had thought, well, if we do it here, we have a bigger stage, we have a bigger venue, we can do more. And it's a great ballet to incorporate the younger students as well, and the music's beautiful and the story's beautiful. So I loved doing it back then, and time has passed, and we thought, well, it's time to do it again.
Great. You said that it was time to do a story ballet. So I gather you have a plan as to how you do these things.
We trade off every spring. So one spring we do a story ballet. One spring we do more of a mixed rep. So one year we did Percussion Point with the Texas Tech and their ensemble. And then the next year we did Snow White. And so last year we did Click, which was a collection of mixed repertoire with live music. And this year's our story ballet.
Wonderful. Nick?
Yes, sir.
As we said, it doesn't happen by magic. What goes into formulating a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream?
Well, first, hire Janie Bush and her team. Well, so, I mean, really, we've got just a great team. I mean, that's it. Janie Bush is our production manager, and then Liddy Delgado is our production assistant is her title, but she costumer, just extraordinaire, just expert costume producer. And then Meg Davis is another production assistant, and then Yvonne, and then of course all the Ballet Lubbock staff, you know, from Angela Frisbee to Marcos to Helen. We're kind of all hands on deck with the creative. But I think the fortunate thing is that since we do have a plan, that it's been in the works for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So we can, you know, budget and plan and figure out what kind of costumes or set pieces we can repurpose or what do we need to purchase. And let's start on it maybe before 2 weeks before the show. So it's really simple when I talk about it.
But I think anybody who sees the final product would realize that this is anything but simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the actual Shakespeare play. Is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
It's done
the
ballet.
Yes. The ballet's been done several times from different professional ballet companies, and everyone does kind of their own version. There's a version that has it scaled down, which maybe centers on the dream, the sequence with Titania and Oberon, a little bit of the lovers, and then there's a version where it's the entire story. So everyone has a different version. The version that I'm doing is actually very similar to one that I actually performed when I was at University of Utah. And we did it there my junior year, and I loved it so much, so I wanted to redo it here. And I made little tweaks and changes and things according to the students that we have and what we can do. But it pretty much follows the story with the same characters, the lovers, the king and the queen, the fairies, and Puck. And if you know the Shakespeare play, you're going to be able to follow along.
Right. And the music is by Mendelssohn.
Yes,
right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we joke it, you can follow along. We drew a flow chart, yeah. Like in a chart just for the staff and the dancers. It was a... Well, I mean, we joke, but it was like, love is confusing.
Yeah, it has been very complicated. I think now that we're in the theater, I think the dancers are just now figuring out which scene follows which scene and who is who. When we went to the different schools to tell them about Midsummer, I just would have kids stand up going, okay, you're Lysander and you're Demetrius. And it was the only way they could figure out who was following who. But it is really complicated.
Right. Mm. Oh, excellent. Well, for somebody who comes just to see the show, they're going to come in and they're going to see this wonderful, beautiful set. How did that happen?
J.D. Bush. So we do the research of finding different scenery that we want to rent. And then Angela helps us. There's Titania's bed in the back somewhere as well. But just making the props, that's what all the production meetings are for. What do we need? What do we need to rent beforehand? What do we need to schedule and reserve? All that's done beforehand. And then we have our crew that come in and set it up. And I would say that when someone comes into the theater and they see this ballet, the biggest thing I think they're going to be surprised is all the acting that's involved. Yes, it's a ballet and you have the music and the steps and the choreography, but there is predominantly so much acting on stage and a lot of comedy, which some people, they think Shakespeare, they don't know it, but it's actually a really, really funny ballet and story.
Well, I guess then when you think about doing A Midsummer Night's Dream, then you have to look at the resources that you have and say, can we effectively do this ballet? And so I guess you must have thought that with the people you have, you can do this and do it well.
Oh, absolutely. I have to think, do I have three men that can, we actually brought in, got one guy from Texas Tech to be one of our actors. Yeah, you have to think about, do I have a Puck? Do I have a Titania? Do I have an Oberon? Do I have Demetrius and Lysander? Do I have all that in play? And this year I do. So we grabbed it.
That's great. Excellent. Well, Nick, is it as complicated as Nutcracker in terms of numbers of people and logistics and getting the right people to the right place at the right time?
Well, kind of yes and no. I mean, on surface level, no, because it's Nutcracker has 165, and this is less than half of that. I think we've got 60 cast members, and we can all fit backstage. Nutcracker, we kind of rent out meeting rooms across the way on the Civic Center, but we know Nutcracker.
Yeah. So, it's a well-oiled machine by now.
Right.
And actually, we were talking about, our production assistant, Meg Davis, was even talking about today, just calling the show in the cues. I mean, it's sort of like ingrained in our DNA with timing Nutcracker. You just kind of know, okay, this is when I go on. This, because it's new, and it's a little bit more complicated, just the scene calling and when you enter and the order of things. Mm-hmm. It's less known, less familiar. So that in itself is a little bit more complicated.
Tell us a little bit about the specific cast. Who did you put into the major parts?
So this year, we have five graduating seniors. So they are, Theo, who is our Oberon, is a phenomenal dancer, a triple threat, and we'll be reading about him one day on Broadway, I have no doubt. So he's our Oberon, and Deborah DeFarius is another senior, and she is our Titania. And then Patricia Tama Cruz is Helena, she's a senior. And then John Rowley is Lysander. We brought in Isaiah Hernandez from Tech to be our Demetrius, and Bryn Hunt is our Hermia. And then Puck is double cast with two of my dancers, Natalie Chestnut and Sydney Mora. So there's so many different characters, and all the dancers have a part to play. And then you have your lead fairies for both Oberon and Titania. So there's actually, it's quite nice. There are a lot of little solos for several of the dancers. And then we brought in the little ones to be like pixies and sprites and elves and all of that.
Right. Great. How many performances, and when are they?
Well, this is actually kind of exciting for us. So we've got three ticketed performances, so Friday night, Saturday night, and then Sunday matinee. But this is the first time that our spring production, going back to Nutcracker, that we like to open Nutcracker before the ticketed performances with a free performance for our community partners. And just because of logistics and capacity, we've never been able to do that until this year. So we're very excited that Saturday matinee, for the first time ever, we're getting to do a community outreach performance for the social service agencies and our community partners for the community. So that's Saturday matinee. We're excited about that. And
what a great idea.
Oh, it's there's an energy to those performances that... it's just really special. So.
And I see that's the first time they're used to the Nutcracker. That's a given. We do it every year. We've been doing it for many, many years. Like he said, this is the first time that they're going to come and see something other than Nutcracker. So we hope they enjoy it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So for people who want to come to Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, how can they do that?
Oh, selectaseatlubbock.com. So you can get your tickets through Selectaseat. That's 770-2000. Or you can visit balletlubbock.org. And there's a big red button right on the homepage that that you can click. And there's links directly to the specific performances from our website. So if that's easier to navigate, you can click on Saturday night. So
great. Yeah. Yvonne, this is Shakespeare, but I have a 10-year-old daughter.
Okay.
Should I bring her?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This is for all ages. Definitely. Like I said, we went to elementary schools to teach them movement. We actually taught them movement to the first graders, second graders, third graders. From the ballet. So yes, it is for all ages. Absolutely. Very family friendly. Just, it's fun. It's a comedy. They'll laugh.
Excellent. Yeah. Great. Yvonne Rotsky, Nicholas Draga, both. I know it's production week. Thank you very much for meeting
you.
Me in the theater.
Awesome. I really appreciate absolutely. It. Yeah. Thank you, Clint.
This episode of our program will be up on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.